Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 34, Navadvip, Episode 5, The Conversion of Chand Kazi. I know that Narayana is the supreme god of the Hindus, and I think that you are that same Narayan. This I feel within my mind. After hearing the Kazi speak so nicely, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched the Kazi and smilingly spoke as follows. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna from your mouth has performed a wonder, for it has nullified the reactions of all your sinful activities. Now you have become supremely pure. Because you have chanted three holy names of the Lord, Hari, Krishna, and Narayana, you are undoubtedly the most fortunate and pious. After the Kazi heard this, tears flowed down from his eyes. The Kazi immediately touched the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and spoke the following sweet words. Only by your mercy have my bad intentions vanished. So kindly favor me, so that my devotion may always be fixed upon you. I wish to beg you for one favor in charity. You must pledge that this Sankirtan movement will not be checked, at least in the district of Nadia. Yes. To as many descendants as take birth in my dynasty in the future, I give this grave admonition. No one should check the Sankirtan movement. Upon hearing this, Lord Chaitanya got up chanting, Hari, Hari! And following Lord Chaitanya, all the other Vaishnavas also got up, chanting the vibration of the holy name of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went back to perform kirtan, and the Kazi, his mind now jubilant, went with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya then asked the Kazi to go back home. Then the son of Mother Sati came back to his own home, dancing and dancing. And so, this is the incident concerning the Kazi and Lord Chaitanya's mercy upon him. Anyone who hears this is also freed from all offenses. The following are purports to this section by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Confirming the potency of the Sankirtan movement, these words from the very mouth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu express how people can be purified simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. The Kazi was a Muslim milecha or meat eater, but because he several times uttered the holy name of Lord Krishna, automatically the reactions of his sinful life were vanquished, and he was fully purified of all material contamination. We do not know why the Pashandis of the present day protest that we are deteriorating the Hindu religion by spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world and claiming all classes of men to the highest standard of Vaishnavism. But these rascals disagree with us so vehemently that some of them do not allow European and American Vaishnavas to enter the temples of Vishnu. Thinking religion to be meant for material benefit, these so-called Hindus have actually become vicious by worshipping numerous forms of the demigods. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu herein confirms the Kazi's purification. The Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that anyone who chants the holy names Hari, Krishna, and Narayana without offense is certainly extremely fortunate. And whether one be Indian or non-Indian, Hindu or non-Hindu, one immediately comes to the level of the most pious personality. And at the same time, we do not care about the statements of Pashandis who protest against our movements, making the members of other cities or countries into Vaishnavas. We have to follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, executing our mission peacefully, or if necessary, kicking the heads of such protesters. As a result of the grave injunction given by the Qazi, even at present, the descendants of the Qazi's family do not oppose the Sankirtan movement under any circumstances. Even during the great Hindu-Muslim riots in neighboring places, the descendants of the Qazi honestly preserved the assurance given by their forefather. Recorded January 13, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.